From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live the 30th day of May 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. For just one segment, Wayne Madsen of the Wayne Madsen Report will be joining us coming up in about an hour and a half, middle of the second hour, to give us his breakdown. Attack on South Korean ship looks like a false flag operation. That's his words, and I always really respect his analysis in hindsight. He's somebody who I've really never seen be wrong. A lot of great sources, also worked, of course, with multiple U.S. intelligence agencies. And they are confirming now the torpedo is a German torpedo. There's no history of the Germans selling their high-tech torpedoes that are launched out of their Dolphin submarines that they've sold to Israel and others being used. And so we'll talk to him briefly coming up later in the second hour. I want to talk some about Memorial Day just briefly when we come back, my view on it, and the great veterans of this nation. So I'll speak to that. Also, they're now saying it's not one oil leak, not two. The AP's now reporting three miles away. Well, I mean, it's like they found a fissure in the earth and oil is just coming out. Well, the truth is they found all sorts of naturally occurring oil seepage. You have oil seepage on the ground, and you have oil seepage in the sea. What do you think tar pits are? The La Brea tar pits in downtown Los Angeles, full of saber-toothed tigers and mastodons and woolly mammoths and arboreal North American giant ground sloths. It's an oxymoron. They're arboreal and they're ground sloths, both arboreal and ground sloths. But we'll be discussing that, and it's just devastating the Louisiana, Mississippi coastlines. That video of a congressman breaking down and crying, watching that wonderful community down there, so beautiful, being decimated, but it will come back. Oil is toxic, but not that toxic. The chemicals they're using to disperse it, though, that's another story. This is one of the classic examples of the cure being worse than the disease. So that is coming up as well. We have some big developments going on with Mexico, huge economic developments. In fact, guys, I was digging through my IMs I sent you. And I'll come out there during the one-minute break, but I didn't see it in my stacks. And I just now realized that incredible announcement by Geithner, where he says to China when he was there last week, he said, this is going to be my top story, and then I just realized that I'm at home and I am my articles here to have them printed here, and sometimes they don't make it through, but we have a video of Geithner saying, the U.S. is done. We're never going to basically come back financially. We can't be your market anymore, China. You better become sustainable and sell to yourself. And the other bizarre statement of Europe's going to have to be China's new trading partner because the U.S. is just done. They've sucked us dry. When Europe and the United States are pretty much in the same financial situation, run by the very same private banking cartel. And so we'll be discussing that. To say that the news is off the chart, I mean, I say this at the start of almost every radio show now, to say that the news and information is off the chart is because it is off the chart, and it's getting more off the chart. It's like a car that can go to 1,000 RPMs. Well, suddenly it can go to 2,000, then 3,000, then 4,000. I mean, it broke the gauge a long time ago of craziness. Here's one. Israel stations nuclear missile subs off Iran. Times of London, very prestigious publication. You've got Israel preparing to bust a blockade or enforce a blockade of peaceful people trying to bring medicine into Gaza. Flotilla set for final leg of Gaza blockade, busting bid. Israeli gunships head to sea to block flotilla. That's AP. So I'm going to come back and rattle through a whole bunch of this important news. And there is a lot of it. And then I'm going to get into the big news, the financial situation, when the bankers are announcing, ding, oh, what's that sound, honey? Oh, the turkey's cooked. Oh, the turkey's cooked for 12 hours? Go get it out. Let's eat it. You know, Geithner, America's done, he tells the Chinese. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, air, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, my friends, the 30th day of May 2010. I want to talk about Memorial Day first, and then I'm going to run through all of the amazing news here. And amazing is the word. Israel stations nuclear missile subs off Iran. Times of London. Israel rejects call to join anti-nuclear treaty. At least there's a real discussion about the fact that Israel has 400 nukes, but says no one else in the region is allowed to have them. Also, starving and deluded, yet North Korea is ready for war. Going back to Israel, Israel war game rehearses Iran attack. Flotilla set for final leg of Gaza blockade, busting bid. French news agency, hundreds of activists braced for the final leg of their attempt to go through a Gaza Strip embargo, a bid Israel vows a defeat. And that was yesterday. Now here is another headline. Israel gunships head to sea to block flotilla. And it says their ships headed out to sea Friday to stop a flotilla of pro-Palestinian activists from reaching the Gaza Strip, the military said, setting the stage for what could become a dramatic showdown on the high seas. You know, Gaza's been under siege for several years, oldest form of total war. But we'll continue to follow that as it unfolds. Also, second Iceland volcano issues ominous warning. The volcano is Katla and is many times bigger than the one that's already screwed up air travel the last few months. And they're saying it's set to blow. So we'll be talking more about that coming up in the broadcast. Also, pirates threaten boats on U.S.-Mexico border. AP, California College offers scholarship to illegal aliens. That's Fox News. Well, what's the big deal? I mean, illegal aliens have always, the last 30 years, gotten in-state tuition when other U.S. citizens don't get it, and they get first dibs on all the welfare and all the free scholarships. I mean, that's on record because you know, the globalists want to break down the borders and have a group here that'll vote for gun control and big government. And 90%+ of the illegals, when they get to vote, finally vote to take our guns and take our property. So, of course, the banks are bringing them in. Got to bring down the U.S. Administration opposes Arizona law that penalizes the hiring of illegal immigrants. You know, the feds have lied, and Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, of insecurity. She's got plenty of money for the feds to be spying on returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, people like that, and to harass gun shops and gun shows. But last week in Congress, she admitted she hasn't read the Arizona bill. Well, I've read it. We've read it on air. It is identical. Identical, except that it says Arizona and the state instead of federal, to federal law. And that's if the feds, because the federal law is very weak, happen to already arrest somebody in the commission of a crime or suspicion, drunk driving, speeding, whatever, and if they don't have identification, they're to be brought to ICE or La Migra. Feds don't do that. You've seen it in the news where they'll do a stage meat packing plant arrest of 500 people and give every one of them a green card on the spot. They'll arrest them in front of TV cameras and take them down the street, or they'll take them and give them green cards and have them build the fake border fence that you could drive the Empire State's building through. And they only built 50-something miles of the 2,000. It's just completely Obama announced this week the 1,200 troops are just to fight drugs coming across the border. And, of course, I guess they're well-trained. If these troops come from Afghanistan, they could plant poppies in South Texas. Of course, they don't grow well here. They only grow well in a few geographic areas of the globe, 90-plus percent in Afghanistan. And our own troops are on the news admitting, I guess on Memorial Day, one of the symbols of supporting vets has always been a poppy. You know why? Because it's a painkiller. Well, the poppies associated with troops having their arms and legs blown off, and so the poppy brings them heroin. It brings them relief. So I guess the entire symbol of America and the entire symbol of our troops should just be a big, giant poppy. And we can have the troops down on the border who are there for show. In the Associated Press, they admit not allowed to interdict illegals, not allowed to even call the Border Patrol if they see them. Bush put them down there 5 years ago. They get shot at by Mexican troops. They were told to run. Our troops are told to run. How about on Memorial Day, we memorialize that our republic has died? How about we have a memorial like you go to, you know, grandma's grave and once a year and put a wreath around it saying, "We love you, grandma." How about we place wreaths at all of the veteran cemeteries for apologizing to them that we let America be taken over by foreign corporate interest? No, who's here in America fighting against the New World Order? The open announcement of global government run by a bunch of Ponzi scheme running offshore banks. It's on record they engineered the crisis. It's on record they plunged the housing market. I've got stacks of mainstream news with even the German government saying Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others engineered the European collapse with the head of the European Central Bank, Trichet, for France. That's in the mainstream news today. Our entire country, our entire world is being taken over by covert corporate interest, a corporate takeover. I'm sorry, people with turbans are not our enemy. We're only over there because there's opium, $500 billion a year. I'm sorry, the million-plus dead Iraqis and our thousands of dead U.S. troops, 1,000 in Afghanistan dead, 5,000 in Iraq, their sacrifice and their courage has to be admired. But I'll tell you, no preemptive war in history has been a just war. When the British attacked the colonies, it was unjust. Okay? George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, they were the insurgents. That's why we have 4th of July. That's what the Star Spangled Banner is about. That's what our troops fought for in World War II. That's what they fought for in the other wars this country's had. But there's no doubt this country's been taken over by foreign corporate interest. And some troops are now serving their seventh tour in Iraq or Afghanistan, respectively. Most of them a mix. We've never made troops serve more than one tour, 1 year. Not in World War II, not in Vietnam, not anywhere. Because it screws them up with one tour. Around 30%, 35% statistically end up having real mental problems. You make them serve 2, 3, 4, 5 tours, you're talking more than half the troops are just complete basket cases, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, but that's how we support them. We put a little American flag made by Chinese slaves that's deindustrializing our country out on our front lawn, and we walk up to troops and say, "Oh, thank you. Thank you. You served 4 or 5 tours over there. Thank you." And then you give them horrible government-run health care, which we're now all going to be getting. And again, it's just hype. You know, we need patriots here in the Republic to save the United States from massive taxes and regulations and surveillance and the Patriot Act now being used against U.S. citizens. We need to realize what Memorial Day is all about, what the flag is all about. It's about the Declaration of Independence. It's about the Bill of Rights. It's about the Constitution. It's very simple. We all are warlike because we instinctively, our ancestors wouldn't have survived if they wouldn't have protected the village, the hut, the region when invaders would come and take over areas. No matter where you live, you've dealt with the same situation. So that's why we're warlike, we're aggressive, we instinctively honor people that put on uniforms and march off to fight. But in any war, there's the invader and there's those that are fighting for their lives. Now, why does the United States invade country after country? Because we're not the United States anymore, folks. We're a province of offshore banks. We're their muscle. And now Geithner has announced in China, I have the Reuters article, that America is done. He told them, hey, you can't count on the U.S. U.S. taxpayers are tapped out and they don't have money anymore.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here.
Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
All right, thanks for joining us. I'm going to cover this more later in the broadcast, and we're also going to open the phones up at 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. But please have a good phone if you call in. Again, we can't take calls that are Skype or that you can't understand. You've got to have a good phone line to call in, 888-201-2244. Geithner tells Europe to emulate China on growth, and in here he says U.S. consumers are going to be less a source of demand for the world in the future. And then if you read the full quotes, he says that we're tapped out, that we are too deep in debt, and that our economy is not going to be growing for a long time, just like Japan. Now, meanwhile, they're on our news telling us that our economy is doing great. That if you think the economy is doing bad, you're a conspiracy theorist, that why unemployment's at 9.8%, all the private economists say over 22%, and they're just telling us that good times are here. They're not around the corner. No, they're here. And they've got a whole bunch of new income taxes and sales taxes and carbon taxes, and all these states are going bankrupt, but don't worry, the private central banks have got more fiat made-up money to loan them. And Spain just lost its AAA credit rating. Moody's is saying the U.S. is about to lose its AAA credit rating. And so the U.S. won't just pay 5 to 10% to borrow money from the private Federal Reserve out of nowhere, the private bankers that own the whole world because of this fraud. No. No, now we're going to get a worse rating. We might pay 20%. Why, someday we'll be like Nigeria, where everything goes to interest to the bankers. They just own everything. This is Bernie Madoff taking over the planet. That's all this is. And I want you to know why things are going to get worse and worse and worse and worse for you. Because you're going to turn on the mainstream television and they're going to tell you, oh my gosh, three Hollywood stars, you know, Linkletter died, and Art Linkletter, and all these other people died. You know, what are we going to do? And oh, Lindsay Lohan's in trouble with the judge. My goodness. I'm sorry, you will not hear about Dennis Hopper here on the show, even though I did interview Dennis Hopper once. You know, I've never aired the interview. People in the office have seen it a couple years ago. We were digging around, and they're like, why don't you air this? And I have my reasons. I'll just leave it at that. There, now I've done it. I've got to probably tell the Dennis Hopper story. But see, you're more interested in that. Humans are designed to be tribal and only care about local stuff and, ooh, what the celebrity's doing, you know, what Chief Big Feather's up to. You know, and Chief Big Feather is the Hollywood peacocks up there. But we got to dig the interview out now. People won't believe it. I guess they will. I mean, I've interviewed quite a few people. Yeah, I saw this on British TV. I saw it on Russian, Japanese. This is big news all over the world. But here in the U.S., it's just buried in there. That Geithner was in China for 3 days. He's now left, reportedly. This is the former Goldman Sachs exec who was running the New York Fed and swindled everybody with Paulson, now running things for Obama. But let's go ahead and just play a clip of what foreigners are saying interviewing Americans. Here it is.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner has advised Europe to look to China as the world's economic powerhouse, saying America has lost its lead. While investigative journalist Webster Tarplay says the country's flawed financial system is to blame.
The U.S. economy, to the extent that we still have one, is based on the New Deal model, which is a highly regulated kind of industrial capitalism. And this is what we had starting in 1933. Now, for the past 40 years, since the coming of Nixon, more or less, reactionary Republican administrations have been steadily dismantling that entire edifice. So now we've got no more regulation and we've got no more industry. So what we've got left is this casino gambling speculative derivatives paradise that Geithner thinks is so great. And of course, that's not viable.
Okay.
So I wouldn't call
the rest of the interview is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you want to go watch it. You know, I respectfully disagree with Tarpley on a few points because I want this to be truthful And I'm not saying he was being untruthful. It's just that let's flesh this out. Both political parties got involved to get rid of Glass-Steagall Act in 99, and it was Bill Clinton who officially went along with it. And you've had perfect integration between Bush's people, Bush 41, Clinton, Bush 43, and now Obama, president number 44. You've had perfect integration. It's a revolving door. The Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Citibank, cabal. In the Republican arm of power, when the Democrats get back in, they leave government and go back into banking. And then the Democrats that were in banking, when the Democrats get in, they go into government. I mean, literally, it's a revolving door. It'd be like if the same sports team, owner owned both teams and even had them in the same uniforms. And instead of fielding 11 players, they fielded 22. And then you went and watched a football game where the team played itself. And it was all completely contrived. Kind of like a Don King boxing match. But worse. I mean, literally, ladies and gentlemen, this is like having wind-up horses in a horse race. And you know, well, this horse can wind up longer and faster. So we know this little gray pony with the white spot on its forehead named, you know, Ginger Snaps is going to win today. I mean, this is a rigged system. This isn't capitalism. This isn't free market. You've got the upper echelons of the banking cartel. By the way, I had the former head of the Treasury on just last week, former head of policy, Dr. Paul Craig Robertson. He totally agreed. He's read the banking re-regulation bill that passed, and it allows the big mega banks to shut down and take over state banks, local banks, healthy banks that aren't in derivatives. And it surveils everything that U.S. citizens do. It controls our entire lives. Every bank account, every transfer, everything you purchase on a credit card, in live time, being watched by the regulators who were all a bunch of Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay types. I mean, and they didn't get rid of the removal of Glass-Steagall. It's still gone. They can do whatever they want. Investment banks, private banks, commercial banks, it doesn't matter, GMAC, anybody who wants to can basically set up a company and sell a bunch of derivatives. They could go out to the park and get dog droppings and put it in a box and have AIG AAA certified as solid gold investment, and they'll sell it to the yuppies, and so they'll make money when the yuppies buy it and when the local governments buy it. And then when it goes under, why, the banks will then loan the fiat money back to the municipality to get out of debt because they're in financial trouble because they don't have any real assets they've invested in. And that's basically how this works. And it's not going to get any better. It's not meant to get better. You have the Club of Rome, the UN, all these globalists, Henry Paulson saying they want a post-industrial United States. They want to deindustrialize the country. I mean, why for 25 years have they had huge tax incentives to move to Mexico or India or China? And they told you NAFTA and GATT were going to be great for the economy. They told you the world government was going to be wonderful and that globalization was the best thing since sliced bread. Well, you found out it's not good, and now they're saying, oh, we've got more global government. We got carbon taxes. We got global value-added taxes. And they've now announced the official power structure of the new world government. Goldman Sachs has put out a report on it. Global reserve currencies and SDRs and global governance. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-Star Soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Toll-free number to join us on this Sunday edition is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. You know, I'm very threatened by the New World Order. I understand this global corporate government is sworn to enslave me and my family to set up a high-tech police state grid that they also own, so they profit from it. And we have, you know, this Memorial Day, which is supposedly about our troops and about America, when we have a government, no matter who's in office, that is run and designed to destroy and overturn everything that made this country great, everything that's good. And I'm so sick of the criminal offshore interests that wrap themselves in the American flag and then tell me what's patriotic. And CNN and MSNBC, with all these television shows demonizing conservatives and libertarians and gun owners. They've got a big special with Chris Matthews coming out, The Rise of the Right Wing, featuring myself and Rand Paul, and demonizing us and you know, twisting and deceiving about what we really say and what we stand for. It's very frustrating to have hundreds of UN documents, hundreds of statements every year now by world leaders about world government, how it's going to run, how it's designed to take over your life, how it's designed to set up a global one-child policy and take private property from the commoner. It's basically slavery, high-tech slavery. And then to know that for all these years, there's been political distractions, political diversions, mainline conservative talk show host making jokes about world government and jokes about New World Order, and they still do it. They still do it as globalization and NAFTA and GATT and all of this has destroyed our country, its industrial base, its societal base. All that protects us is our Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's now being openly destroyed. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. And then I see the treason. I see Geithner in China saying, America is done. Our private and public debts are too high. We're not going to be able to be a trading partner for you soon or a place for you to basically even buy your bonds from. And you're going to have to start trading with Europe and yourself. I mean, you know, mission accomplished by the globalists to wreck this country. Remember, they told you you wouldn't have factory jobs anymore. You'd have service jobs. But then you can't get those because the illegal aliens will live 10 to a house and are supplemented by welfare and don't pay taxes. And they've done the breakdown of that, how the illegal aliens are doing better than most Americans. And do you blame them? Globalization, NAFTA and GATT destroyed Mexico. What are they supposed to do? I don't even dislike them individually. It's that it's part of the globalist operation, part of collapsing this country. This is without even looking today for outrageous treason. Okay? In the Gulf of Mexico and on lakes bordering Texas and Mexico, Mexican troops are robbing people. I have the sheriffs on the show. This is old news for our audience. Mexican troops will come 3, 4, 5, 6 miles in. They will rob cars. They will rob police. Mexican troops. I've had the sheriffs on. They will kill people. And what does our government do? Sticks its tail between its legs. Obama puts 1,200 troops down there to, quote, involve in drug interdiction. They can't have loaded weapons. And they're not allowed to stop illegals. Look at this. Pirates threaten boats off U.S.-Mexico border lake. The waters off Falcon Lake normally beckon boaters with water skiing and world-class bass fishing. But this holiday weekend, fishermen on the waters that straddle the U.S.-Mexico border are on the lookout for something more sinister, pirates. Well, why don't people start carrying guns in their boats? Oh, because the cops will come after you, even though it's not the law for them to take your guns. It's time for Americans to have red blood again. I got a gun right here in the studio, folks. You know, I own my own studio, my own situation. I got a gun right here. I got a gun in my car, folks. You come over and pull a gun on me, you're dead. You better be ready to use it. I'm red-blooded. I haven't been castrated. You come around with a gun, I'm going to kill you. It's real simple. You know, we got a lady coming on the show. I've seen countless news reports where they don't tell the elementary students it's a drill, and they turn the lights off, and they come in and put guns to their heads, and then they tell them, we're the pro-Second Amendment group, or we're the homeschooling group. The cops tell them this to demonize the Second Amendment. That's in the federal grants. That's in the Associated Press. I've got a mother coming in here Wednesday. No, it's Tuesday from Lakeway. And same thing. She has the documents. They told her under an emergency, under a red level, we're going to take your kids to a FEMA center. This is in Austin. And I went and pulled it up. Remember 5 years ago, they announced during a red alert in the Washington Post, the government will take your kids. And she noticed her daughter was coming home and wouldn't talk to her and said she had to have permission and that she wasn't, you know, and that basically she couldn't trust her mom anymore. And then I mentioned to the lady, because it was at a birthday party for my daughter, she's friends with my wife, didn't even really know who I was or listen to the show. That's what's scary. Knows my wife separately, doesn't know who I am, and she goes, oh, yeah, what, were they telling you not to take a hot bath or a shower or to run the sink when you're brushing your teeth? And I said, yeah, that's the New York Times, but they reported it like it was good. She said, no, that's what the kids do now. And the mother next to her goes, oh, yeah, I had to take my daughter out of public school because every time she saw a bulldozer or development, she'd start crying because they show them videos of basically dying rabbits and animals saying they're murdering animals when they build something. And they do that to traumatize your kids in mind control. Folks, they have you. They have the country.
They're brainwashing your children right now, everywhere. It's in the New York Times. They have the kids write tickets to their parents. They come home and write dossiers up on their parents. False tickets. England's now got the kids writing real tickets. They're called climate cops. Nothing to do with the environment. This is just their excuse to get control. Listen to this. Pirates threaten boats off U.S.-Mexico border lake. The waters of Falcon Lake normally beckon boaters with water skiing and bass tournament. But it goes on. But the holiday weekend, fishermen on the waters that straddle the U.S.-Mexico border are on the lookout for someone more sinister, pirates. Twice in recent weeks, fishermen have been robbed at gunpoint by marauders that the local sheriffs say are spillover from fighting between rival Mexican drug gangs. I mean, it's not that I have courage, folks. It's that if somebody pulled a gun on me, I wouldn't even care if it got me killed. I'm going to open fire on them. I mean, I just can't. I'm just red-blooded. I mean, what happened to this country? And it continues. Look at this. California College offers scholarship to illegal immigrants. Now, they're making a big deal out of this. I mean, in Texas, the illegal aliens get more tuition than Texans. They get more tuition than people from outside Texas who are U.S. citizens. They get better than in-state tuition. That was like that AP article a few years ago where the big bank said they give illegals housing loans with no credit and citizens don't because, quote, we know it's tough for them in the country. No, the globalists want to bring in foreigners. They want the incentives to use them as a political force. It's very elementary. A public community college in California has been set up a scholarship fund for immigrant students, including illegal immigrants. The $2,500 scholarship has sparked anger by some, including at least one lawmaker who threatened to cut off federal funding to the school. A public community college in California has set up a scholarship fund for immigrant students, including illegal immigrants, $2,500 apiece. And it goes on to say that in-state kids don't even get this. If you're an illegal alien, $2,500 because you are going to help bring down America. You're going to vote to take the guns out of these people's hands. You're going to vote to take the property. You're going to vote to set up an El Jefe system like Mexico where 99% are slaves. Come on in. We want to make everybody poor. We want you to drive down the wages. We don't want Mexico to be free. We want U.S. to be a steam valve for Mexican tyranny and crime. Here's another one. Administration opposes Arizona law that penalizes hiring of illegal immigrants. Now, there's federal laws on hiring illegals, but the feds won't enforce them. And so Arizona, last year, passed a separate law saying we will prosecute people that hire illegals, and the feds are in the Supreme Court trying to block it because the feds are a criminal outside group of offshore corporations. You understand? Our government has been seized. You understand that? On Memorial Day, folks, on this Memorial weekend, you understand America's already gone. It's already in the world government. Just like they got a euro, we're in the SPP. Wake up, okay?
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hit it! Look, I'm gonna cut right to the chase here. The Bill of Rights and Constitution and private property and the fact that we jealously defend it and are aware of our liberties is what has allowed us to have all this wealth. You wonder why North Korea or Mexico or China or, you know, most other nations are horrible cesspits of corruption and thuggery with cops strutting around on power trips and the people incredibly poor? That's because the systems there have made a decision to make people poor. They've made a decision to use it as a weapon. Mexico has at least tripled the resources of the United States, and it has fully collapsed. It is a failed state now. The State Department admits it's a failed country. There is mass death, tens of thousands killed per year on our border. The crime is pouring across, and the government just loves it. It's just legalizing it, bringing it in, loving it. And you've got this cowardly, politically correct, decadent, bloated population who our forefathers would be disgusted by, like a bunch of decadent Romans in 410, right before Rome fell, having no idea that the currency's been sucked dry, the factories are rusting, Detroit and many other cities are collapsing, more than 15 states are already totally bankrupt. Thousands of counties, there's over 20,000 counties, thousands of counties totally collapsed, a debt black hole designed so you can't pay it back. And I have all the Goldman Sachs documents, all the Timberwolf documents. I've been telling you this for 10 years about the derivatives. And still, the American people are so cowardly on average, so. And by cowardly, oh, they act tough. Men strut around and bug their eyes out, and they're big and bad, unless somebody, you know, cop in a black ski mask comes by, they start urinating on their leg, or, you know, and they bow down to the American flag but hate everything it stands for. Look, you're going to have nothing if you don't have enough respect for yourself to get up and get angry and speak out. I don't care what religion, what color you are. If you support the Bill of Rights and Constitution and that shield, that hedge of protection, it's gone. The shields are down now, folks. They've gotten rid of everything. I've got The Economist magazine in front of me. We're in Seattle. They make you pay giant fees and fines to even have free speech in the city. Not to rally, not to march. The government is completely criminal, ladies and gentlemen. They're violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution from one end to the other. We're going to start the next hour and go to all your calls. It's just, I read stories here where the feds are challenging a previous Arizona law, which they're not even enforcing, where people that hire illegals get in trouble. Meanwhile, the feds are throwing the book at the American people. The American people are seen as total trash, as total scum, as total garbage. I mean, they're passing laws where just everything that was normal and wasn't illegal is illegal. That's what tyranny is. A tyranny makes everything illegal so it can then selectively enforce on who it wants. And I see articles like this, stacks of them every day. Children 4 to be fingerprinted to borrow school books from library. Children to be thumbprinted to get school lunches. School drills where they come in and terrorize the kids and train them to be taken to FEMA camps. IBM wants traffic lights to stop your car. Law enforcement organizations are lobbying for kill switches. Where everyone's cars are just remote-controlled, killed. Meanwhile, Gulf oil spill, scientists find second oil plume. That was the Wall Street Journal and L.A. Times yesterday. Here's another one, this time from AP. The giant underwater oil plume discovered. A third one. There's the AP section right there in the article. It's up on Infowars.com. So now they found a third plume. And government can't help you in Katrina. All it can come and do is take your guns. Government can't help you in a hurricane or in an earthquake or in any. All they can do is take your money. All they can do is rob you. And they can't fix an oil leak. They can't fix anything. You understand that? All they can do, because it's designed to rob you. It's designed to steal from you. Public education is designed to make you a conformist idiot and to dumb you down. It's designed to break up your family and turn your children against you, and you pay for it. That's what America is. Oh, you don't know they're having drills in every county and every city where they come in and announce, we're homeschoolers for the Second Amendment. We're going to kill you. And literally, that's the Associated Press. And put it to the kids' heads in trauma-based mind control. So they then their whole life hate guns and are scared to death of them. That's why the Violence Policy Center a few years ago was in the Austin America Statesman debating me. They interviewed them, they interviewed me, and they said, don't worry, we're going to get your guns. We've got your kids in the schools. That was a quote. We've got your kids, because you don't care about your kids, America. You don't care about your tax money. You don't care about offshore banks, because you know why? The big conservative talk show host for the last 20 years told you there's no CFR, there's no global governance, there's no world government, there's no new world order, there's no private corporate takeover. None of that exists, and so you just believe none of that exists. And so that's great. You know, I've talked about Israel's nuclear arsenal and how their Knesset 4 years ago threatened to nuke Europe if they didn't give them money. Now, I'm not even against Israel, but I am against a member of their Knesset saying that. That's their government. And then I had callers call in and say, how dare you even say Israel has nukes? Yes, they have them, but you're not allowed to say they have them. What? You know, that's the mind control in our culture. By the way, there are more newscasts now this week I've seen, CNN and others, saying, yes, the troops grow the opium and ship it out, because if they don't, the Taliban will get the money and then will fund the terrorists. That's what they said in Vietnam. Oh, we better ship the heroin out or the commies will get it. We went there because the French lost control of the opium in Indochina in 58. Our troops were there for 7 years before you were told about it in Vietnam. We went to Afghanistan to get the schmack so you could, so idiots in Russia and the U.S. and other places could run a dirty needle up their vein and pump some poison in. I could play Geraldo Rivera right now on the TV telling you that growing smack is good. And if you aren't for heroin cultivation, you don't love the troops. In fact, let's just play it right now. Here it is. In your face.
To opium in many, many ways. That is the principal crop that is being grown here. The Taliban lend the farmers the money. They are indebted to the Taliban. They have to grow the opium. Now the Marines, in their success, are in a sense a victim of their success.
Oh, yeah.
Because now the population is, you know, they have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
tolerating the cultivation of the opium because we know that if we were to destroy it now, the population would turn against the Marines, and it would be a real security risk. Let me introduce Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas. He's the commanding officer of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines. Really a wonderful group of Marines here. I know that you care deeply about this this contradiction, the fact that here you have...
See, I'm not the patriot.
Forces in the world.
I'm not for running heroin up your vein.
And in a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is part of their culture. So
that's enough. You can go watch the whole clip on InfoWars and Prison Planet. And he goes on to say they help him grow it. You can go pull these numbers up. There is over a 12-fold increase to all-time records of opium. Just 8 years ago, less than 20% of world opium was coming out of Afghanistan that they turned into heroin. Guess what's coming out? 91% last time I saw a month ago. The troops aren't tolerating it. I've talked to the troops for years. They are there guarding the schmack, and it's loaded on C-130s, and it's flown in to Chicago, baby! And they love it. They ship it off. And when your kids are dumb enough to use it, they slam them in a prison owned by the military-industrial complex. It's coming out. The private prisons, most of them, are paid for with laundered cocaine and heroin money. You idiot drug users out there. All you're doing is letting them legalize slavery. They didn't get rid of slavery in the 1860s. They just made drugs illegal, and if you're dumb enough to use them, that's their excuse to throw you in a slave prison making widgets. You know why I'm mad? I've been talking about this all last week, and I just can't shut up. On Monday, the Washington Post came out. We read the article on air. The headline was, CIA made film that Saddam was gay. But buried in the article, the CIA says, oh, by the way, we made fake Bin Laden videos. Well, I already knew that. But the fact is, they think you're so dumb. Yeah, we grow the smack. You better salute the smack, or you're not a patriot. Yeah, we make fake Al-Qaeda videos. You better salute the fake videos, or you don't like the troops. Yeah, you better be for nuking countries, or you're not a patriot. You better give all your money to Goldman Sachs, or you're not a patriot. You better let us brainwash your kids. You better turn your guns in, or you're not American. On this Memorial Day, remember, hating George Washington, hating the Second Amendment, hating our borders is patriotism. Well, if that's patriotism, I'm not a patriot. You hear me?
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.